by a remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The protests here in Washington Tuesday night lacked the tension from the previous night. The crowd in Lafayette Park near the White House was peaceful as they protested the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minnesota. Protesters chanted, most wearing masks, but not recognizing social distancing in this age of COVID-19. The crowd started thinning out after 8 p.m., an hour after a curfew went into place here in Washington, although a core group, several hundred, remain at the near the White House fence in that vicinity. On Monday night, law enforcement on foot and horseback aggressively drove protesters away from Lafayette Park, right across from the White House, clearing the way for President Donald Trump to do a photo op at St. John's Church, known as the Church of Presidents. China is escalating diplomatic tensions with the United States, criticizing the U.S. government's response to the anti-racism protests across the country that have descended into violence in some instances. Chinese officials have compared the U.S. unrest to the pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong and called racial discrimination in the U.S. a persistent social ill. In Hong Kong, where Beijing is in the process of eliminating political and speech freedoms through a national security initiative, U.S. officials have denounced. Top official Carrie Lam told reporters Tuesday that the American protests are an example of a double standard. The death of George Floyd, that is, has led Chinese officials to champion the rights of America's ethnic minorities. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. Confusion, missing mail-in ballots marred primary elections Tuesday in 9 states and the District of Columbia, the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak, the most extensive balloting since the pandemic. Park lockdowns in March, mid-March, served as a dry run for the November 3rd general election. It offered a glimpse of the challenges ahead on a national scale if that vote is conducted under a lingering threat of the coronavirus. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden easily won their primary races in Indiana, Rhode Island, Maryland, New Mexico, and the night's biggest prize, Pennsylvania. Biden also won South Dakota. Mexico City moved into the second day of its reopening Tuesday as the national officials warned the capital remains at maximum risk for COVID-19 after 2 months of restrictions to slow the spread of the virus. The government still requires everyone to wear face masks, but social distancing is now only recommended. Mexico City reopened some sections of public parks for exercising Tuesday. People must wear a mask and maintain a healthy distance apart. Zoos and playgrounds will all stay closed, along with restaurants. Mexico City, the epicenter of the coronavirus in Mexico, has confirmed more than 20,000 coronavirus cases and more than 2,000 deaths. An advocacy group backed by the tech industry filed a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order on social media as U.S. technology companies have been fighting the White House efforts to weaken a law that protects them. The proposed legislation was part of an executive order President Trump signed on Thursday. Trump had attacked Twitter for tagging his tweets about unsubstantiated claims of fraud about mail-in voting, with a warning prompting readers to fact-check the post. The White House declined to comment on the lawsuit. International donors secured pledges of just over $1 billion for war-torn Yemen at a virtual funding conference Tuesday, but it is only about half what the United Nations says is needed to meet needs for this year. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said Yemen is now on the precipice for right on the edge of the cliff, below which lies a tragedy of historic proportions. His words, the UN says $2.4 million is necessary for critical programs. For more news, and we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.